Radio 2, and David Tennant is still here with us at the moment. Hello. We have many questions from people all over the world who are getting in touch tonight. For example, Bobby Dreamboat, where did you first go on where did you go on your first holiday without your parents? That's a good question.
Bobby Dreamboat, is that a real name?
Obviously it is.
Yeah. My first... that would have been a school trip to York.
To York?
Yeah.
Okay, nice place, York.
Yeah, and quite far from Paisley.
Yeah.
That was a long coach trip. Yeah, that was my first time.
Was that an overnight stay or was it just...
We had like a week.
A week?
I mean, we were sort of 10 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the school trip to York.
Okay. So no lads' holidays when you left school?
I've never really done that.
You've not done the
I've never done a lad's holiday.
Never been to Magaluf?
Never been to Magaluf.
Well, there's at least one ambition you still have in your life.
Yes, there you go.
Gareth Jones says, if you could travel back in time to a part of your life that you regretted or disliked and could change, what would it be?
Ooh. I don't have regrets, I would say. I would quite like to give my younger self a few tips here and there.
Okay,
you
for example, what?
Well,
what would
you
tell yourself?
Don't be quite so hung up on certain things. Chill out a bit.
Wait, are you quite stressed? Do you worry a lot?
I've got less. I've got less uptight as I've got older.
It's the beauty of age, isn't it?
It is the beauty of age. Yeah. Well, because
which I'm now appreciating.
You start to realise how unimportant some of the things you panic about are.
Yeah. So
of course, it's a very unattractive quality, I think, in teenager and adolescent. Really, you just want to. You know, lower your shoulders, relax, breathe. People aren't going to hate you that much, you know.
Well, did you fit in at school? Were you quite
pretty much a social person?
Okay.
Pretty much, I think, yeah. I mean, I was never one of the cool kids, but I sort of flew under the radar of being sort of abused or anything, I think.
And did you always know what you were going to do? Was it?
Yeah.
Or did you ever panic? It was always...
I always knew what I was going to do, yeah. I'm sure only because I'd never really thought through... Never really understood the kind of consequences of what it really should be like. Mm. You know, the whole idea of people go, oh, most actors don't work most of the time. You go, fine, whatever. You don't really look the reality of that in the face.
And did you have any long periods when you weren't working?
I've been
lucky.
I've been really lucky, which is good, I think, because I worry if I hadn't been, I'd have panicked and given up. I think I've been fortunate that the jobs have joined up enough to keep me hanging in there.
Marilyn Stonebank says, love the escape artist and Broadchurch. Any more of these on the way?
Well, there is a Broadchurch too, definitely.
Which you're doing?
Well, we don't know. It's all down to what the writer decides to do with these characters. Some people have started saying they're in it. I don't know how they know.
Maybe they are and you're not.
I don't know if they're obfuscated. Well, that is quite possible. I mean, at the end of series one of Broadchurch, you know, turn away now if you haven't seen it yet, I'm just about to die of a heart attack, so it's entirely plausible that D.I. Hardy won't be back, but I don't quite know what the plan is.
Mm.
He's writing it right now, so we shall find out soon, I think.
But you're also going to America to do Broadchurch?
Yes, I am going to America to do, well, it's going to be called Grace Point.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Grace Point, okay.
The American version will be called Grace Point.
Yeah.
And Alec Hardy will be called Emmett Carver.
Emmett,
good.
That's a character from Twilight.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? You've just given too much away, Joe.
I really have.
You've just shamed yourself.
I quite like him, obviously. Right, so you'll be called Emmett.
I'll be called Emmett, yeah.
And are you the only one of the UK cast who's going out to be involved in that?
So far, I think so, yeah.
So why are you doing it?
Because they asked, you know, and it felt like a sort of quite extraordinary opportunity to play the same part, but in a kind of rebooted way.
So what challenges and excitements does that hold for you?
Well, it'll be sort of telling the same story, but with a whole new bunch of people and in a new set of circumstances. And it'll be playing in America and all the sorts of things that are, you know. And also because Chris Chibnall, who wrote it, has written episode one and is going to be the showrunner or the executive producer, certainly, for the whole series. So it's continuing to work with him, which is very exciting, and continuing to work with the director. The directors are going to come with us as well, which is for some of the time, and they're people that I know and trust and like working with. So it's and also it's not like anything I've done before, sort of reinventing something again. I'll get back to you in 6 months and tell you how it worked out. But
it'll be fascinating to see what impact it has in America.
I mean, the British Broadchurch has shown out there, but on BBC America, which is a very well thought of channel, but isn't watched by a great number of people. So it's very much it's not chasing the viewers who've seen it before, it's looking for a sort of mainstream American populist response in the same way that it had on ITV here. That's the idea.
What was that like to be involved? I mean, you just talked briefly about your friend and the betting thing, but to be involved in something that had grips the whole nation, because that happens so rarely.
It does happen so rarely, and obviously you always hope that something like that will kick in. And as we were making it, we were receiving the scripts as we went, so we were having that experience. But you don't know that that's going to translate to viewers. You know, you don't know that. Obviously, we were all sitting in the makeup trailer going, but who do you think? Because that bit that's just come out in episode 4, that makes me wonder if so-and-so and yada yada. We were all having that debate. But you've no way of knowing that that's going to translate to the viewing public. We were all very proud of it and knew that we'd made something that we all thought was a good piece of work. But you know, the bit of magic that makes it sort of catch on and that turns it into what was a bit of a sort of national phenomenon for a few weeks. It was very exciting.
But let's play some more music. More cake as well, I think. So we have a fresh cup of tea. We need more cake. What are you moving on to?
I think we should probably get into one of these raspberry and white chocolate muffins, don't you?
Not tempted by the chocolate brownie?
It looks a bit heavy, I'll be honest with you. I'm sure it's delicious, but you would need to be warm and smothered in custard.
Oh, okay, that's like school dinners.
Yeah.
That reminds me of okay. Right, so we're going for the white chocolate muffins.
Well, I am. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'll go for that as well.
Okay.
And we'll play this. This is Dan Kroll next, and this is Home.